and it's 9 o'clock. It's time for the news. We do this at the top of the hour of the second hour of Vancouver FM, which is every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, and tonight we are, of course, recapping the wonder, the amazement, the glory that is the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo. However, dear netizens, it is time for the news, and we got some fun summer events coming up for you. On the 26th of June, so in a few days from now, in 3 days from now, if you find yourself in Seattle, Impact Seattle is putting on Soccer Rave 2. Taking on the world, 99 Jakes, Lexi Jax, Flintlocker, Buttons, DJ Watercube. And that's from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Kremwerk, 1809 Minor Avenue, number 10, Seattle, Washington, USA. Tickets, sliding scale, 20, 25, 30, probably for, like, early bird, online, and at the door, I'm guessing. Impact Seattle is super great. They actually just started up a new record label, and they've been putting on fantastic events, so definitely check them out. Instagram, impact.seattle. On the 28th, the man, the myth, the legend, Schnoodlebug, finds himself on the island, Vancouver Island, at the Quadra Village Community Center Gym, 950 Kings Road in Victoria, Sunday, June 28th, 2026. $20 or pay what you can. Schnoodlebug will be playing there, also with Pet Retina and I.O., Glass on Face Noise, and from Australia, Lucas Grandpa Abella. Very fun. Woohoo! That's going to be sick. Courtesy of Near Dark Shows. All ages, DIY noise, and experimental shows. Scatter Pattern. I'm just going to pull up the information here. Scatter Pattern will be playing at Base and Unity on July 1st. The festival itself runs July 1st to 5th. 1 hour north of Winnipeg at the Hilltop Resort. And Scatter Pattern will be playing 7 p.m. opening up Friday night. So go check out Scatter Pattern. That'll be sick. On back to the island for a moment. The Nanaimo Video Game Collector Show is happening Saturday, July 4th in Nanaimo, B.C., from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., $2 admission at the Babin Park Social Center in Nanaimo, B.C. Our good friends over at Twitch Vancouver will be hosting an event. I'm jumping back and forth here on my phone, on my calendar. There we go. Twitch Vancouver next meetup is going to be the Art and Gaming Market at the Anvil Center, which is where we just had the Retro Gaming Expo in downtown New Westminster, BC on Columbia Avenue, July 11th. So July 11th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Anvil Center, Twitch Vancouver's first annual Arts and Games Market. Lots of really, really cool people are going to be there. I connected with a representative from Twitch Vancouver and definitely followed them. Speaking of Twitch, make sure to follow Bitcouver on Twitch. We're going to be doing a lot more streams now that we got the VTuber model. So again, shout out to Recon Draw for making that custom VTuber model for me. Jumping back to Impact Seattle on the 13th of July. Feminem is going to be playing at the Crocodile with Russell Buck, Passenger Princess, Six Wing, and Milky Possum. Doors at 7, show at 8, early bird 20, pre-sale 30, doors 35, and that's going to be at 2505 First Avenue in Seattle, Washington, USA. So go check out Feminem. Feminem's awesome. And then I do believe I need to jump back here for a moment. I also need to put this on a loop. Thank you. Thank you, Plock and Beach. I believe it's a Tim Fallon track. Let's go side. There we go. Hirofumi-san in Osaka, Japan on the 18th of July at 5 o'clock start at Coffee House in Osaka. You can find the Internet Chiptune Maniac RW Volume 2. and that's going to have a couple of wonderful people, including Trash Can Boy, Scythe, Halbits, and more. Tickets are 1,000 yen, and yeah, Halbits and Scythe, amazing stuff. So if you find yourself in Osaka, Japan on the 18th of July, go check it out. Tickets are 1,000 yen. And lastly, but not least, over here in beautiful Vancouver, BC, the Vancouver Modular Synth Meetup. Their July edition is going to be at Kit's House on July 18th, and more information about that will be posted soon. They also have a group on Facebook, Vancouver Modular Synth Meetup Group. Go check that out for more information. And that about does it for the news here. So some really cool events coming up here soon. A couple of other anniversaries I do want to just point out. Today is the 35th anniversary of Sonic the Hedgehog. I also believe that Super Mario 64... Yes. Super Mario 64 was released 30 years ago today. And if you find yourself down in the Bay Area in California, the Computer History Museum is having Apple's 50th anniversary exhibition with a whole bunch of really, really cool stuff. April 1st, 1976 was when Apple Computer was founded. Very, very, very cool stuff going on this summer. Amazing. Well, I think it's just about time, even though I do love you, Tim Fallon, we gotta play a little bit of Sonic the Hedgehog, I think. And we'll be right back here on Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. Talk a little bit about some of the swag I picked up at the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo. I got a lot of cool stuff. Got a couple of t-shirts. Those I don't have in front of me, so let's do those first because then I have to remember. I'm wearing the Kinetiscape t-shirt, the blue and white edition that I yakked about in the interview. Very cool. The brand new Atari 7800 game from Zapped. I also got a Wavebirds shirt that looks like an old DMG Game Boy screen with the classic dot matrix display. The Wavebirds, of course, Vancouver's video game ska supergroup. Amazing. I also got a Runaway 4 Pixel shirt. We actually do have a Runaway 4 CD. And I got a Danimal Cannon CD as well, too. And I think I... Oh, yes, I got a Missing No t-shirt as well. One of the last ones where it's got the actual glitchy pixel of Missing No, the glitch Pokemon from the OG Red and Blue, with a trumpet off the side. So, very cool. And I think that's a small, so it'll be a little bit of a muscle shirt for me, but that's all right. Maybe I need to just slim down, stop eating so many Ponder Ring. What else we got here? Let's just go through this and enjoy. Well, right in front of me from, I believe, Radical Imp, I have some cute Mimikyu stickers. So I got some Sanrio-inspired Mimikyu. We've got Kuromi and Pom Pom Perrine and Cinnamoroll and another Pom Pom Perrine and Hello Kitty. Also, there's a Kirby sticker where it's firepower. So there's Kirby firepower. I got a lovely acrylic Pom Pom Perrine Mimikyu. Also got this very nice Kitsune Eevee with the bells and a nice thing, so it could be a nice phone charm. I would need to get myself a cool, you know, kawaii phone charm case to go with it. What else we got here? Ooh, from Carla's Creations. Shout out Shane, every single year. Amazing. Carlos Creations, I also was drinking a matcha latte out of my Horizon Zero Dawn tumbler, which came with a base, a straw, and a straw cleaning bristle brush. Great deal. And I almost got the Halo one, but I decided to go with the Horizon Zero Dawn one because that's pretty cool. Every year, I always see if Shane has new Perler art, Bubble Bobble, Puzzle Bobble. And I think I have 6 now with this new one. So amazing stuff. Super cool. And I just might commission a little bit Coover Perler art. There was an amazing, huge Final Fantasy sculpture. Like a 2 meter long sword, Cloud's sword from Final Fantasy. And filled with all sorts of Final Fantasy characters from all the games. And I looked for Riku and Yuna, and I found them. Amazing, and I got pictures of that. Super good. All right, what else we got here? From L. Linry, I got a little Uma Musume magnet that's going to go on my fridge. From Jelly Ultra, I got a beautiful little Japanese cat, snow cat, with a bell and snow and a hat with
it's
a little bucket.
Mario.
It's me, Mario. Because they can't... There we go. Happy 30th birthday, Super Mario 64. You are a horribly controlled game, but a wonderful game nonetheless. The soundtrack's super good, but my goodness, the controls in that game suck. The nostalgia goggles, for sure. Also, from Jellycat, I got my mom a Canadian Kirby pin with his little, you know, coffee cup and scarf with the maple leaf on both, so that's pretty good. I may get one for myself, but I got my dad a copy of a print of the exclusive Super Mario Strikers VRGE art of this year, so a little postcard size print of that. Also from Jelly Ultra, I have this beautiful keychain that looks like a GameCube disc, and it's Corb Gamer Orb Corb, so that's nice. What else we got here? Jewel Maiden sticker. Amazing. It's going on the PC, but I had to bring it. From Odara, we have 2 Legolas, that's fun to say. Lego Legolas and Lego Gimli earrings for my friend. Shout out B. And then 2 stickers, Lord of the Rings stickers for you. I've got some Kinetiscape stickers. I got the full 4-pack. Where are they? You're in here somewhere. The cool art, the logo. There's the Atari one. Yeah, Kinetiscape, a gosh darn fun game. And there's another one in here somewhere. Yeah, that's in there. All right, what else? Oh, I got a lovely sticker that says, I will drink your bones, which I believe is a Doctor Who reference. I got a Kirby sticker that says, normal. Got a Runaway 4 sticker. I have a Lost Cartridge Creation sticker, also a magnet and sticker pack from them. Shout out Max, thank you so much. Go check out the game Astro Lander. I have some business cards from our good friends at Bonus Stage Vancouver, video game inspired performance arts and culture. Go follow them, bonusstage.ca. We love you, Bonus Stage. Paul from Grafar Games, Captain Awesome Adventures in Space. Go wish to list it now. Cheatcodegames.ca. Go check them out. Rusty Wilson, Rusty Wilson Tattoos. Pindy Gamer. Got to give a big shout out to Pindy Gamer because they had Noelle Holiday in a beautiful enamel pin in her kind of like superpower form. You know, I haven't played Deltarune or Undertale yet, but I really like the soundtrack and the game, so I'm going to have to play that on stream, and I will wear my Noelle Holiday pin when I do that. Pindy Gamer, go check her out. P-I-N-D-I-E-G-A-M-E-R. Gaming merchant, vector artist. Capital City Arcade, our friends on Columbia Street, New West, amazing, and you can go and do free play, which is nice, so you don't have to stack your quarters up. You can actually just go in and pay for the all day during the weekday. I believe it's $20 all day play and stay as long as you like. Capital City Arcade was also selling for $10 real arcade machine marquees. So I got myself a Klax arcade cabinet marquee, and it says Atari, and it's got Klax, and it's got the old school clear yellowing tape. Oh, amazing. What else do I have here? Oh, I have a nice sticker sheet of controllers. Actually, I have two of those. That's very nice. And what else? Got that. Oh, I did a sticker trade. Someone gave me an Outer Wilds sticker, so that was cool. Shout out. I got a print from my sister. The artist's cat was named Oreo, and so there's a whole bunch of like Oreo-themed cat ice cream dessert goodness on there. So there you go. And a couple of things. Bonus Stage presents video game inspired arts and entertainment, as well as Rock Band Karaoke. In addition to these two CDs, which we will play a little bit here in just a moment. So yeah, some swag. Swagalicious. Always, always, always. Most of them take tab, but definitely bring some cash. Good fans. And, you know, I was talking with people all day. Thank you again to everybody who came by the table and said hi and purchased a toque and checked out the retro hardware and the chiptune music that I had on there, the chiptune book, the electronic musicians dictionary, folks who played the arcade, the free play arcade stick that I bring out every year. Seems to be a hit. Of course, my boy, Chubby Pikachu, which I actually got at the very first year that I did the Retro Gaming Expo. Snagged him at the end of the day there. He was just sitting there and no one wanted him. I'm like, I'm taking you home. And so now he has become a mascot. And for the new merch every single year, Pikachu models that merch. He was wearing the lovely Sakura shirt last year. He was wearing the brand new Bitcoover toque, of which many of you purchased. And I did some trades for some sweet t-shirts as well. Very fun. Very fun. So please wear those. Those will be great in the fall, in the winter, especially up here in Kanakistan. So wonderful stuff. Ah, the Retro Gaming Expo. The best. So yeah, I only had about 10-15 minutes to go through Artist Alley and say hi to all my favorite vendors, of which they all are. Yeah, I'm super pleased. I got a whole stash out here on the desk here at CJSF 90.1 FM. But while I load up these CDs, let's listen to a little bit of Super Mario 64 soundtrack, and then we're going to jump into a little bit of Danimal Canyon and a little bit of Runway 4. I'm going to play some Wavebirds as well, too, to bring us through this second hour of Bitcoover FM, which is Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here in the Virtual Plaza. And remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
We'll be right back.